Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the Rough Rider. This is our 404th podcast today. The title of the podcast today is What to Do with Trump After January 20, 2021. Let's get it. Richard Milhouse Nixon, the president back in 1974, when he was impeached, he simply resigned on August the 9th, 1974. His criminal conduct is dwarfed, absolutely dwarfed by that of Donald John Trump. Dick was corrupt, but he didn't try to gut the national government or replace professionals with obsequious toady amateurs. Tricky Dickie didn't try to wall off the United States from the rest of the world or build a damn wall along our southern border between Mexico and the United States. The dick didn't try to trash NATO. Dickie didn't cozy up to every ten-horn dictator in the known universe. He didn't take a clear defeat and spin it into a fake victory. He didn't cooperate fully with a foreign adversary, Russia, to rig in an election back in 2016. Eisenhower's vice president never consorted with porn stars or Russian prostitutes. Dick Nixon never laundered hundreds of millions of dollars flowing in from the Russian criminal underworld. Tricky never blackmailed a foreign leader by withholding desperately needed military hardware until that foreign leader agreed to give him political dirt on a Democratic leader or candidate. Milhouse, RMN, Richard Milhouse Nixon, never said there were, quote, very fine people on both sides, unquote. A reference to the Charlottesville 2017 white supremacy march equipped with tiki torches. Nixon never promoted white supremacy. Nixon believed in science and scientists. Nixon, following the Supreme Court's unanimous 8-0 ruling against him in 1974, ordering him, Nixon, to hand over all secret White House tapes or tape recordings to the Watergate Investigation Committee in Congress, he complied. Nixon did many, many dastardly things while in office. He did have an enemies list. He did permit cash payments to be used to embark on break-ins on his political opponents to steal any and all compromising information he could use against them. He did use the IRS to punish his enemies. He obstructed illegally criminal and congressional investigations into his Watergate matter. Additionally, what Nixon didn't do, however, is spend his whole career bilking the government and the taxpayer out of tens of millions of dollars, literally hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue. He didn't mislead, knowingly and wittingly, banks about his true financial status, his true assets and liabilities, and parlay that into a feeding frenzy at the financial trough of the corporate lending world. He didn't withhold any and all income tax returns, which are part of the deal of running for the highest office in the land. He didn't pay porn stars for their badly needed silence in order to salvage a reeling presidential campaign, as was done by Trump in October of 2016. He didn't get rid of or destroy any notes taken by U.S. interpreters while speaking with his Russian counterpart. He didn't make important strategic national decisions based on what country had financial leverage over him at that time, such as loans coming due or near due, or money supplied with strings attached or foregone entanglements. In short, Donald Trump has taken the baton from Dick Nixon and run far, far beyond in terms of corruption and illegality, to the extent that the Oval Office is now nothing more than a glorified storefront mob operation run by Trump and his family. So the upshot of this whole exercise, this podcast, is Donald John Trump needs to be held fully and legally accountable, if not by the United States Justice Department, then by God, by the state of New York, by Letitia James, the New York State Attorney General, and Cyrus Vance Jr., the Manhattan District Attorney. That concludes our 404th Rough Riders Radio, Knight Rider, Rough Rider podcast. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home, and, well, you know how it ends. Stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.